100 million views. That's the goal of the interview that will be happening on X, formerly known as Twitter. The interview to mark a new beginning in the life of Donald Trump. This is the transformation. It starts with this comeback interview, coming back to the site that made him president. He can't do it with Truth Social, all right? Plus, Truth Social might be dissolved in the next month or two. It's up in the air. Elon Musk has done a lot to improve the website, and he's got this new business model going where people get paid to post. And some people are making a lot of money every month. And, you know, it's better than, like, Truth Social. You don't get paid anything. Plus, he's got Tucker Carlson on. I don't know what their deal is, but I was shocked to see this Swami character got 40 million views. And I think that Trump could, based on that, could easily get to the 100 million, probably over 100 million views after, you know, a few days or something like that. But initially, within the first 24, 36 hours, I would say it's 100 million. And it's the place where the trials of the 21st century will take place. It's very pivotal. The blacks at the DNC are going for this figurehead. He represents, you know, tens of millions of Americans, the deplorables, and so forth. And they figure you cut the head off, you decapitate the movement, MAGA movement. So this is really an important historical period that we are entering now. And I see him making Twitter the place to get his side of the story out. It's the best place for it, because while there are the leftists there to attack him, there are a lot of these people who are really good researchers and so forth, like these Twitter notes, or no, not Twitter notes, but community notes or something like this. I was checking it out, and who will give you more information about a post, a controversial post. They don't try to ban it. They try to add context to it, give you all the story, you know, not just a snippet or something, but, you know, misleading. You don't know the whole story, something like this, you know. So I think, you know, Twitter is already number one in news on iTunes. At the same time, you're hearing about Facebook getting out of the news business. Now, this is a big story all over right now. They're just abandoning all of their news and linking and all of this sort of infrastructure they had. And like I've said so many times before, years ago, you rely on Facebook, they'll cut you off at the knees. They don't give a fuck for any reason on any type of thing. You know, before it was, okay, you're a white nationalist, or you're a MAGA. They had whatever reason, if you're a right winger, they'll wait for you to get a little, you know, mojo going. They say, oh, you've got about 50,000 people, you know, on this one or something. Let's take it off, cut it off. Yeah, cut them off. So they blow all your energy, you know, all that momentum. That's very disheartening. Yeah, and that's how he is. So, but the joke's on them. Better you go to some place like Twitter, get paid to post, and get verified for $8 a month and more legitimized. And like I said, only a fool would vote, bet against Trump, not Trump, Elon, sorry. The guy's in the forefront of so many industries of the future. I mean, he's not a one-trick pony like, you know, Zuck or something who just got one thing going. He tried other things and they fucking just collapsed. So he can only do pretty much one thing. He was smart to buy Instagram, obviously, and the other one, because Instagram is still alive. But for all intents and purposes, Facebook is legacy media. So, I mean, that's for a certain generation of older people who are getting older now, you know? And so it'll serve them. But I say the growth in Facebook, I just... It's reached its height. It goes down from here. It doesn't really serve the user like the other sites provide, you know, what people want, which is a shorter, quicker glimpse because of the attention span factor at the world. And this is why Elon is number one in news. I mean, that's a big one to be number one in. Okay. So, and they're going to start chopping it up down there. You know, you have what kind of news? You have like business news. Like Fox figured this out. Fox has Fox Business and then has the Fox regular news, national news, right? So, the business news section of their business was always very profitable. You know, and I think, you know, Elon will figure this out. But again, he's not a one-trick pony. So, you know, it'll be rare point on the timeline when everything is down for him. It could happen, but not for very long because he's in different market segments. And, you know, he's getting into AI. He's always got that Neuralink. He's got this all the space stuff from a commercial end. You know, leading the parade. He doesn't have anything in as far as passenger traffic yet. I like the commercial side better than the passenger traffic. I think it'd be a lot like planes. There's no money in fucking that's boom and bust all the time with the commercial airlines. It's a pain in the ass. So for the moment, I think he's in the perfect spot in space, but still, he's so well-practiced in space. There are competitors already for the commercial end of it with Virgin and others wanting to get in. Other countries are also getting into the space, so space is opening up. And he's there. He's leading. He's got his satellites and so on and so forth. He's got that whole business. Who does it better? So, I mean, wow, if the SpaceX is finally turning a profit, so if he went public with that, he goes from worth like $250 billion, plus or minus whatever the stock market says on Tesla, to like $400-500 billion. That's it. And so not only is he like the richest man in the world by a magnitude that who's going to touch him individually? Nobody can. And then the other things start to work out, like the AI starts to work out, the Neuralink ones and everything like this. So that will add, you know, $100 billion here, $100 billion there. Pretty soon he's getting up to like in the $600-700 billion range. And that's like in the next 5 years. And then you go 10 years from now, you're looking at the $1 trillion man. Absolutely. And then he'll just be, you know, he'll probably be like 60, 65 years old then. So he'll be in the, that's the prime mature earners from 50 to 65. And then you're, you know, who knows what else he'll come up with as well. We can't forget that, you know, Twitter is going through some changes and he's trying everything he can to make it better. And he may click on something with this and like a brain drain to Twitter. Or X, I mean to say. We'll know when he is confident in it, when he changes the domain to x.com. And that will be when he, because he's been sitting on that domain for decades, I think when the internet first got started. So it means a lot if he puts that one letter domain down here on on Twitter permanently. I mean, and basically retire the Twitter name. Wow. You know, and then he'll take that Twitter. Once that day happens and it's like, he says, okay, I think we're on to some, you know, we figured this out. We transformed the site into something completely different. And now it's x.com. Get rid of Twitter and all that shit, legacy shit, and then make it go public again. So then you're at the $1 trillion man mark. So you'll now, to be fair, he does have some competition now with the Chinese electrical vehicles that they're going to try to dump in the country. Here's the thing. Are they any good? I mean, have they proven themselves anywhere to be any good? I haven't heard. And there's a ton of competition between the Japanese and the Koreans and the U.S. You have some European, the Germans, and so forth. They're coming into a market, and they're known for making cheap shit. Everybody knows that. So will they be any good? Once somebody, you know, a few brave souls start buying, or they, you know, it's cheap, and then they start breaking down and everything like this. You know, Elon's vehicles are the relative, you know, the Cadillac or the Rolls Royce of electric vehicles, with all of the driverless shit and all the stuff that he puts in there. You know, the chinks, all they'll do is just copy it. But will their copied version be as good, or will it be a pain in the ass? And I would say it's going to be a pain in the ass for them, for who buys that shit. Plus, they face resistance, having that stuff being dumped too widely and so forth and too much, especially if we get a Republican administration.